Thank you for holding. Is this Enoch?
Yes, this is Enoch. How are you?
Hi, Enoch. I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Good, good. How about... Oh, sorry. I already asked that.
It's okay. It's okay. I hear you revving that engine. Is that you? Yeah, big truck.
Oh, no. It's because I was walking. I just got out of class. So
oh, no worries.
Cars like driving by.
Class? You're a young entrepreneur, huh?
Yeah. young.
That's good, though. That's good. It means that a lot of the technology and tools that we use, you'd probably be able to use pretty easily. You probably grew up with the phone in your hand. Yeah. Yeah, it's always good. Yeah. There's a site called Google Analytics. Have you ever heard of that before?
I've heard of it, but I'm not too familiar with the program, or not the program, but like the whole system.
Yeah, that's all the biggest influencers' favorite tool, you know. Mr. Beast, the Nelk Boys, all those guys, they started out by working algorithms and monitoring Google Analytics. And all it is you can see what people have been searching for and what's trending, which are the most popular things. We can actually see if somebody's typing in like painter, painting contractor, painting company, which one of those is being searched the most in your area. And we give you about 15 different keywords, and we'll actually let you have final say on those, but we'll have recommendations, and we'll slap you on the first page of the search results, and we'll let those customers call you live. So we're just putting you right in front of the high traffic area, I guess you could say, for what you do in your industry. So some of the guys that are already doing this is like A-Choice Painting. Have you heard of them before?
I have.
Yeah, they're pretty big. They've been doing it for about 5 years. And then there's some other larger ones out there, like Five Star Painting of Naples. I don't know if you've heard of those guys. So
yeah, I have as well.
Yeah, they're pretty common. I mean, it's kind of hard to not hear about them when you can just type in painter and that's who shows up. But I know you don't have like the reviews and everything. Obviously, we got to build your Google business profile, build your reviews, verify you, build your website. But that's all a part of our service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we don't charge you anything extra to get you up and running, and then the idea is we want to bring in as much job opportunities as possible, so that way you don't have a problem continuing to use the service each month. The money that you're making will basically pay for it, make it self-sufficient. Everything, again, is month to month. You don't have to commit to anything long term if you want to solicit that space. The pricing is with everything in the package, website, the first page placement on Google, the Facebook ads. Basically, we would complete your online profile. Like, I already see you have Home Advisor, but we would do everything but that and Instagram. And
awesome, yeah. And I mean, I already have actually the Facebook and Instagram page.
Nice. Yeah, so the Facebook isn't like just creating your page. That's not what people pay us for. Most people usually already have a Facebook page when we find them. It's more running the ads, because it's like paid ads in order to actually get it in front of people who have either actively searched for a painter or have done a search for a painter recently. It like pops up to them. Yeah. So This campaign, though, it's a package deal. With the new in business credit, you're looking at $299 on a month-to-month basis. And there's no other charges.
Per month?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, I mean, realistically, it breaks down about 10 a day. There's no other charges.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't get any other, like, lead fees, click fees, call fees that pop up on you. So it's an all-inclusive pricing structure.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was getting at, because a lot of companies out there, you sign up for them, and then all of a sudden you're getting hit for like a click fee, a lead fee, you know, and that's a major selling point for us as a Google partner, is we don't charge per lead or click or call. So you'll know exactly what you're spending each month in order to generate the results that you see from us.
Yeah, because I know, because currently I'm working with Angie Lee to help me find leads eventually, and yeah, they charge per lead, even if the job isn't secured, so.
Yeah, they're crazy because they gotta pay Google too, right? They're on the first page of Google for your area, so So they pay Google, and then obviously now they have to make their own profit. So the problem with that system is they sell the lead to like four or five people. Like, let's say they got a lead off of Google, they'll sell it for like 50 bucks to four of you or five of you, and they get 200, 250 just by gathering that information and texting it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And they keep that money whether you get the job or not, because it's pay per lead, not pay per job. So if you're just starting your business, it's not an ideal way to go. That's more for somebody that's like got a good amount of money that they could throw at it. If you want to throw out like 250 a week maybe into that, then you could really make things pop. You know, you got to have a crew of guys that could run a couple of jobs at a time. But if you're just getting started, this is more of like a foundational thing where we verify you, and these things are things that will stick with the company, you know, long term, like the website, the reviews, the Google business page. So once you cancel this, or if you were to cancel this, we don't go in there and delete it all, make your business disappear. They just won't see you when they're looking for painting contractors, right? But they'll still be able to look up EN Artesian Painting Inc. And see all this history and who you are, and make sure you're a real company.
Yeah, no, awesome, And you said it was two, what was it per month?
It's $2.99.
Okay. And is there like, am I going to be sent a link to kind of subscribe to it, or do I just tell you like card details?
Well, yeah, I'll sign you up and create your Google business profile, and I'll get you the receipt, the outline of the agreement in writing, and then a Google verification form. You got to fill it out. And then also we'll send your PIN in the mail, and then I'll schedule an appointment for tomorrow to do a client interview, and that's where we'll go over your keywords, get the domain, start working on your website, and just interview you to customize the campaign and make sure we're connecting you with the right target audience.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, so let me create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, Enoch, you can only have one phone number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, correct. This phone number, please.
Okay, so 239-919-0715?
Correct.
Okay, and I'm familiar with your name from the Bible. Do you spell it the same?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, E-N-O-C-H?
Yeah, I mean, there's only one other way to spell it that I've seen, that it's just without the H at the end, but I mean, normally, most of the time, I'd say 9 out of 10 times, it's with an H at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the proper way to do it. I'm John, also like the Bible, J-O-H-N.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Nice to meet you, John.
Nice to meet you too, Enoch. I'll be your account lead. I'm actually going to send you my direct number and extension. So if you want something done quickly, I'll be your direct point of contact. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you. It's the same number. You just hit extension 1. So even if it's after hours, there's always a representative available to help you.
Okay, awesome.
And then what's your last name?
Lopez.
Okay, Lopez. And then what's your business email address? I have to send everything in writing and a receipt.
Okay, it's E as in Enoch, N as in Nelson, Artisan, Painting, 24@gmail.com.
24@gmail.com. And do you have a crew or like guys that can help you?
Like with the online work or?
With the jobs
like
that we're bringing
actual,
in.
Like, paint.
Yeah, you won't need help with the online work. It's more the actual painting that I'm asking about.
Oh, what's it called? So recently I got a call by another company that needed some like work. Because you know he was like low on it, so we can always ask him as a like, you know,
subcontractor
partner, like subcontractor.
Okay.
And my dad also has a couple of guys with him. He's
Perfect.
Currently doing jobs alone, but we can always subcontract.
Yeah, that's more what I was asking. Just be careful though, if they subcontract, make sure that they subcontract under their name and not like, I mean, you could still have them be under Ian Artesian Painting Inc. Just be careful, you know, if they get a bad review or something, that's something that's going to negatively affect the business.
Yeah, but I mean, we got a couple guys that, you know, my dad, you know, really, really trust and do some good work that are looking to kind of be part of the business. But at the moment, we don't have too many jobs to do that. But once we do start getting them rolling,
that's our job. Yeah, that's our job. We'll get the jobs rolling. Like I said, that Google Analytics system is really the X factor for a business.
Yeah.
You're targeting people who are already looking for a painter instead of like going door knocking or, you know what I mean, hoping somebody calls you back. So it's a completely different ball game once you get the Google Analytics system involved.
Yeah.
It's kind of cheating.
Awesome. Yeah.
Compared to the old school way, you know. Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own the business, but there's a little 5-digit number I'll need on the back of this PIN when it comes in the mail. What's the street address that I could send this to?
The street number?
Yeah, to send the PIN in the mail.
Oh, it's 4471.
71. 31st Avenue. Southwest?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, I found it. And it's 34116?
Correct.
Okay. Save. Mm-hmm. All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Can we do from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every single day besides Sunday?
Okay.
Sunday would be from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Got it. So 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday, 12 to 5.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Roger that. Okay, let me go save. Okay, and then you did say you already had a Facebook business profile built, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're not going to duplicate your Facebook because that causes a discrepancy with the search engine. But during your client interview tomorrow, they will ask you for access to the business profile. Just so that we can launch the Facebook ads campaign through it. That way it's starting to be seen by actual people who are looking for what you do. But I'm going to, is it just under EN Artisan Painting, Inc.?
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook right now. I'm going to try to pull it up and attach it to your account so that way they have it visible to them tomorrow. Okay. I'm not seeing anything, though. Let me see if I just look up your phone number.
Okay.
You could always text it to me, too, if you happen to have it, like, readily available on your phone there in one of the windows.
Yeah, of course. Let's see. For EN, it doesn't have the dot in the middle.
Got it. So it's just capital EN and then Artisan Painting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, you know, yeah.
Does it have ink at the end?
Let's see if I have ink. I don't.
Because I found just Artisan Painting. It's like a group.
Okay. Let's see if I can change this.
Yeah. I'm looking for businesses, too. But, yeah, you can either text it over, Enoch, or if you have it available, just try to subconsciously save it and have it available for this client interview tomorrow. I'm going to schedule it at a set time that's best for you. What does your schedule look like for tomorrow?
From what I know, I'm free after 9:50.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you'd be... Yeah, I mean, I can actually set the appointment between 10 and 11.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's perfect. That's
like right after you're available. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then we will text you. It's an automated text message just 1 hour prior to the appointment. That way you don't miss it. If something pops up and you're like, hey, I actually can't make it at 10, just let us know when that text comes through, and then we'll coordinate on when the next available slot is. But I definitely want to make sure we get it done before we go into the weekend, because we could still have our graphic design team work on your website over the weekend. Even if they're not in office. So we still have customer service, but if the graphic design team, even if they're at home, they could still build your website and work on it over the weekend. So that definitely helps.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, and... Oh, okay. Because I had, I think, the profile on hidden for some reason. Or I don't know.
Oh.
Let's see.
That would make sense. I verified your email, though. I got the little, like, paintbrush with the red that popped up, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just can't... I can't find the Facebook page. I was struggling.
Okay. Is there a way I can send it? Because I have it available right now to send it. But.
Yeah. So go to your text. I already texted you my direct number. It's from that 877 number in there.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks like you'd actually messaged us at like 1250.
Yeah.
350. Oh, yeah. It says 1250 Pacific Standard Time. Yep. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that 877 number, though, if you just text it over, that'll come right through to me.
Okay, awesome.
Yep. And then that's company-wide on your profile, too. So anytime you need help or assistance, you can just say, hey, give me a call. And either myself, if I'm available at the time, or somebody from our customer service department will reach out to you as soon as possible. I did send you my direct extension, though. So if you're like, hey, I want to talk to John, you can always dial that one, and that'll come through to me.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then, okay, so I got the profile created, hours of operation verified. I'm going to go ahead and submit your PIN. PIN usually takes about 3 to 5 days to get in the mail. Remember, don't mistake it for junk mail. You know, it says Google right on it. It'll have your business name as well. And then there's a little 5-digit number on the back that I'll need from you. And that's just to verify your location. Once you do that with Google, you'll never have to do it again unless you, like, move or something. And then I did want to ask you, Enoch, you have the option to hide the street address. Do you want me to hide that?
Do you recommend it?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a residence to me. So if you do business from home, then, yeah, we would definitely recommend you hide it. There's really no reason for anybody to show up there. Okay. You're going to them. They're not coming to you. So I could hide it. And then when I hide it, it doesn't like hide everything. Like it'll still say Naples, Florida, 34116. It just won't have the street address on there. And then the PIN will go to the nearest cross street.
Okay. Yeah. I would appreciate it if you can hide it.
Okay. You got it. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month payment, how did you want to do that?
First month payment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do it using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Visa.
Okay.
Is there a way, is there like a link that you're going to send me? Because I do want to talk to my dad about it real quick.
There's no like digital link on the first month payment. Once you have access to your account dashboard and our app, you can go in there and manually like change the billing or start and stop it at your own discretion. But the first one I would set up manually. But do you want to, like, put me on hold real quick and just get permissions from him?
Yeah. I'm just going to talk to him about it real quick.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I can hold. It's not like they could send me another call while I have you on the line anyway.
Okay, awesome. All right, thank you so much. I'll call you right back.
Oh. I was going to say if you could put me on hold so that way they don't send me another call.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
Yeah, because what they do is... We're just Google partner. So Google will create a list of the companies that they feel are qualified painters for the position. And then they send it to my reps like Tara that you were talking to. And then they basically will just call out to all the painting contractors until that spot fills on the first page. Once they fill that placement, we close it out. We can't work with any other painters.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. All right. I'll put you on hold then right now and then I'll call my dad.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I'm still with you, Enoch.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. I just had you on mute.
Oh.
It's John.
Okay, so I talked to my dad. He said that, yeah, this is a lot better than Angie Lee, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're willing to... Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. You guys will be so happy you did it, too. I mean, if you fast-forward, like, a month or two from now, it'll probably save you, like, thousands of dollars over the course of the next couple months with not having to pay lease fees.
Yeah, no, for sure. They already charge it, I think, $100 for lease.
For one lease?
Jobs right now. I know they charge, like close to $100 for one lease, yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah, it's way overpriced, but sometimes you could do that. Like, I mean, they could do that because the value of a lot of the jobs in this area is high. Like, I'm pretty sure the first job that we get you, like, for a residential will offset the cost of this campaign for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know for sure.
All right. Well, I'm ready for you. I just had to secure the payment, and then we're good to go until your client interview tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Okay, awesome. So, do you want to tell you the card details?
Yep, I'm ready for you.
Okay. The card number is 4427.
Okay.
3225.
3225.
4139.
4139.
3810.
3810. You said 3810?
Yes.
Okay. And then the expiration date, month and year?
08-2029.
Is 08 of 25. And then the security code?
429.
429. Okay. And then there's a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
She's going to outline the agreement. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. These calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
EN Artisan Painting, Inc.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Enoch Lopez, and I am the painting contractor of the business.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Enoch, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So, it says here, the initial term of your service agreement will be charged today. It is September 19th, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. This isn't just a promotional rate for the first month. I've actually locked you in at this discounted pricing structure. So when the term is completed next month, it's going to be set up to automatically renew on the 19th day at this discounted price of $299. And then it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing's due so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, when I tried to hit process here, so I could send you everything in writing, there's usually like automated messages that'll come through. It said the account was closed. Yeah, for the card that you gave me, it said the account was closed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's odd.
I mean, there's a very small chance that maybe we got a number wrong. We could try to repeat it back and try to reprocess it, but that's a very, like, specific card code error that it's giving me, you know? saying that the account was closed. So, I mean, I could try to reprocess it if you think it's just an error on the send, but that's what it's telling me.
Okay. I can tell you the card details again.
Okay. I can't see any of them, so you got to repeat it back to me from the top.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, so it's 4427.
4427.
3225.
3225.
4139.
4139.
3810.
3810. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
Expiration date, month, and year is the August 2029.
Oh, okay. I had 0825. Okay, so that's definitely an error there. And then the security code?
429.
429. Okay. Yeah, because it usually lets you see the last four of the card, and then the expiration date, month, and year, and the security code. And I noticed that the year was wrong there. So maybe that was an error on this part, but it was weird that it says the account was closed. You know, it's a very like specific error. We use VeriSign, so it's the same merchant processing as Amazon or eBay. But I'm going to try to reprocess it now. The way you'll know that the payment clears is you'll start receiving these automated texts. So you'll have an outline of the agreement in writing. It should come through here shortly at that 877 number. It's called your subscription terms. And then also you're going to get a Google verification form. You have to fill out your verification form to the best of your ability. If you're missing anything, don't panic. We could always verify your listing over the phone. And then also they're going to send you a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system.
Okay.
So I'm going to hang on the line with you here. I know you're in kind of a busy area, but I just want to make sure you got all three of those texts. And then you're basically good to go until our client interview tomorrow at 10. And then also, I did receive the link to your Facebook, so I did already hyperlink and attach that to the profile for them tomorrow.
Okay, awesome.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's always good to do things like right at, you know, obviously I know the client interview technician, they'll be able to gather these things for me tomorrow, but it's just a lot easier if we do it like right at point of sale, because then they could get a lot further on it and do more research. That way it's a better call tomorrow, you know, more informed. They won't have to ask you so many questions on, oh, what kind of services do you do and not do? And, oh, should we use this keyword? You know, I could see right away like the driveways, like there's some power washing. Or is that power washing? Or you guys just repainted that whole driveway?
Yeah, I just repainted it.
Okay, yeah. See, that's something that we would want to be able to highlight too. Like, I would have never thought driveway painting as a keyword, you know? I really wouldn't have, you know, without even seeing this Facebook. So that's a perfect example right there. The picture, the one picture that's up there. So I have this attached, and then you should have those messages in there. There should be three different ones.
Yeah, I got them.
Okay, they look like big paragraphs, but they're it's pretty simple. Yeah. They just have a link in there that you click on it. That'll take you to the verification form. The other one has a link as well, just like that. That's the outline of the agreement. And then there's also one that'll have your username as your phone number and your passwords, just go reviews. And we have an app that you'll be able to download. Look out for that email. There's also a YouTube video that shows you how to use it. So you can actually have all the leads and everything that we're doing for you right in your pocket there to be able to reference. And if you're missing calls, you could go back to those guys. You could also request reviews from customers once you finish jobs. So I'll walk you through it. Right now, I just want you to focus on, you know, signing the subscription terms and then fill out that verification form as best you can tonight. And then look out for that phone call tomorrow at 10.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, we'll just go one step at a time. But the verification form is sent out. It says it's going to take about 3 business days to get there.
Okay. And I just filled it out. I did the...
You click the one that says url.localsplash.com/Google, or did you do the terms one with your phone number at the end? of the link.
Yeah, I did see a subscription service.
Yeah, you want to sign that one at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, I just did it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that's the outline of the agreement. There's a hard copy of that sent to your email, too, so you always have on file, like, everything we're doing for you guys for the price, and that you keep that price.
Okay, awesome.
All right, Enoch. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you guys and generating some clients. I've already submitted the business profile, so I'll let you get back to your day, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 10 a.m., okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you guys so much. I really
You're welcome. If you need anything, I'm just a phone call away, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, you're very welcome. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.